Yeah, well, I was diagnosed with liver cancer back in November. And anyway, it was diagnosed as liver cancer, but after a bit of surgery, found out that it was actually spread a bit further than that. So the next steps from that surgery then were chemotherapy, and that's how we come to be here today. We're on a second round of chemo. Mm. Yep.
And how's it going? How are you feeling?
Well, at the moment, feel fantastic. The first round, the first 2 weeks of the first round of chemo, was a pretty rocky road. Getting used to all the drugs and getting to know what drugs were effective for various parts of the ailment. There was a lot of pain involved, so sorting out pain drugs, and then a whole range of other issues after that. So the last 7 days have been pretty good, and certainly hope for the next 3 weeks is as good as the last 7 days. Otherwise, we're back to square one. But yeah, so far so good today.
And what's really unusual about this situation is sitting next to you is your wife, Rhonda. Rhonda, this is your first treatment, is that right?
Yes, it is my first, yes. I've been with Maxi for his first treatment, but knew I was going to be here with the next one. So, yeah, here I am.
And what has it been like at home, seeing how Max is going with his treatment and knowing that yours is coming up?
I think I probably has really been just looking after him and not thinking about mine very much at all. And still, you know I'm thinking more about Maxi than myself, and I know he's probably thinking about me. But so in that way, you know, like, we've just got through it and just deal with each other. I haven't, because everyone's so different, you know, I know that I might not go through the same thing as he's going, or I might, but, you know, we don't know. But probably made it a bit easier to see what he is going through, that I might be a bit more proactive and saying, well, you know, I'll take medication before I get, you know, further. If I feel sick, well, I'll take something straight away rather than think, oh, I'm going to get over this. So, yeah.
And so when were you first diagnosed?
In November 2, about 6 weeks, maybe 5 weeks after Maxi. So, yeah, it was a shock, but we prepared ourselves and said, well, if this is the path we're going down, we'll go down it and don't have a choice. So.
And it's probably a common question in this bay in the hospital that we're sitting in, but what type of cancer?
I have breast cancer, yeah. So I've had a lump out and the lymph nodes out. So, and chemo and radiation and hormone tablets are my option. That's what they've suggested. So I go along with professional advice. So.
And how did you first pick it up?
I did feel a lump, yeah, but I was always been proactive and having 2-year mammograms and pap smears, so, and it was just that I was due for a mammogram, so I wasn't surprised that, you know, it came back that I had to go back again. So it was just lucky that, you know, I was due to have the mammogram and just didn't leave it, because it could be a very different story.
It's a funny feeling to be here and speaking to you both, because it's obviously such a, you know, hard time in your family. Why did you decide to speak with me?
Yeah, I think it's about trying to get a message out there, Laura, that, you know, cancer is a very common ailment throughout our community these days. People tend to get a bit blasé about it, a bit less than cautious, perhaps, I suppose. And we thought, well, it's not very often that we hear of a husband and wife team going through the same issues at the same time. And I suppose it was due to that that we thought, well, hang on, this might be a trigger to encourage people to actually read the stories and read the message and have a think about their own health and what their health regime is, in fact, whether or not they do, like as Rhonda says, go through and have their checkups each year or each 2 years, whenever it's supposed to be. Have a think about that and say, well, hang on, if I don't do that, then it might well be that I'm in the same, that they may end up in the same situation as those two Stuart people.
And Rhonda, how many years have you been married?
42. So we do most things together. So this was no different.
And what's the shared experience like? Like, what's the sort of questions that you're asking each other when...
Look, we both said that we don't want cancer to be our life. You know, I still want to try and work, which I'm hoping that will be. Max still does all his shed work that he's doing. But I know it's probably going through both our minds anyway, and, you know, you can be sitting there and all of a sudden you're, you know, have you had these tablets? So obviously it is there in our minds, but everything we do say is positive, and, you know, we don't want to be down in the mouth about it. We, you know, we want to be positive and not be sad about it, which it very easily could be. But, you know, we're not putting on a front either, I don't think. I think it's probably really what we are feeling. And I think it helps other people around, because we're finding that some people, oh, I didn't know whether to ring you or, you know, what to do. Mm. But, you know, even our friends have been really great. They're coming in, or they just ring and say, can we come in? Family's just been absolutely astounding. You know, they've just been so supportive, and, you know, with little food parcels. I did make the joke that I would be all right to mow the grass and chop the wood, but I don't think I'll be able to cook, because, as most people know, I don't like cooking. So,
and I guess that's the thing, like, you would be used to being each other's support, whereas you probably need to let a few more people in this situation.
Yeah, and it is hard to say, yes, you know, we might need that help, but I think we will. We're not going to be silly and say, no, we do need some help here. So we will do that, you know, and that'll go against our grain a little bit. But we're not silly, and, you know, if we need the help, we will get it.